Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Press and go, just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress Manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Happy 5-year anniversary, Kirby.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Patrick and I spent Saturday. It was our 5-year anniversary. We met on Walt Disney's birthday, which feels very...
That is so
full,
crazy.
Serendipitous. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Very serendipitous. Y'all know that Patrick and I love Disneyland.
You guys are going to have to get married at Disneyland, I think.
My mom has a dream that I'm going to get married at Cinderella's castle. And
yes,
I'm not. I have many people that have messaged me about this saying, like, you have to get married at Cinderella's castle. And I'm just like, I love Disney, but I'm not like the cheese ball Disney. I have no inclination.
No. And there's no like way to do it. I mean, if any of our listeners have gotten married at Disneyland, like, amazing.
By all means, go for it.
Yes.
Not
but
for me.
But it's, yes.
Like, even if you had it at, like, a beautiful, like, the Four Seasons in Orlando, which is, like, truly stunning, and then you had, like, Goofy show up, it would just, like, I mean, no shade. I mean, I've had friends literally have, like, Star Wars characters show up at their weddings, okay?
Right.
So, like, do what you gotta
do. Right. Yeah. Well, you'll have Mickey and friends incorporated in your wedding in a tasteful
way. We'll have
way.
That be like the children's breakfast the following day, okay?
Yeah. The only thing that needs to be borrowed is like the level of fireworks at the end.
100%. I want Disney level fireworks. Throw effing Tinkerbell in there if you need to. I don't care.
We'll do a light show.
We'll have Mickey like pop out with sparklers coming out of his thumbs.
That's what I expect. That's the level of Disney I expect at your wedding.
Anyway, so yes, thank you for the happiness of my anniversary. I can't believe it's been 5 years, but we have been dating for 5 years. And poor Patrick,
yeah. He
has so much to deal with in the month of December. He has Christmas, our anniversary, and my birthday 2 days after Christmas.
Yeah, wow. It's a very, very busy season for him.
Such a busy season.
It's great, though, because then he like knocks it all out.
Yeah.
Just don't let him in the future, like, you know, 30 years down the line when you know, things get busy and stuff, and he like starts to give you one present for all three.
Oh, no.
None of that.
No. He's learned that from the jump.
We have so much exciting beauty news to talk about this week.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And this is actually like a really big piece of beauty news that it's all I saw on social media the past couple of days.
I need you to enlighten me on this.
Let's do this. Beauty news. Here we go. So I have this headline as controversy has entered the chat. Perito sunscreen made claims of being SPF 50 plus, but is actually SPF 19. Dun, dun, dun.
Can we copyright controversy has entered the chat for like a segment on Los Angeles? That is so good.
Controversy has entered the chat. Yes, we'll make that a reoccurring theme. So I am probably butchering this name. Apologies to anybody who's a diehard stan of this brand. Purito or Purito. I think because they are considered a clean brand, it's probably Purito.
Yes.
It's a brand that's loved on social media. And many have said that like their gateway into wearing sunscreen has been this sunscreen. It's the Purito Centella Green Level Unscented Sunscreen. And it retails for $19. It's one of those sunscreens that is supposed to just melt into your skin. It doesn't feel oily or greasy. Doesn't leave a white cast. Feels more just like a skincare, you know, serum or something of that sort. I have never personally tried it. And Sarah, you have never heard of this brand before, right?
No, same. Not at all.
Which I want to touch on in a second. But this blog called Inky Decoder, which is just a brand that is very much known for uploading ingredient lists and things like that, explaining what certain ingredients do, and actually helps people decode, as the name says, inky lists, which I think is so, so helpful. It explains what an inky list does tell you, what it can't tell you. So the founder of this blog did two in vivo tests of this particular sunscreen. And I guess what happened was there were a lot of rumors that the ingredients and the way that they were listed didn't match the efficacy of the label. So that had been kind of swirling for a while. And so they decided to do tests of their own, which, by the way, testing sunscreen is effing expensive, all right? So they did two in vivo tests in European labs. And in vivo, for those that don't know, means on living organisms, so on people. And they tested the sunscreen and both came back with SPF 19. And it's being marketed as an SPF 50 plus, 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 plus. And the brand even said that they considered it more of an SPF 84.
Oh.
So the brand's throwing out SPF 84, their label says 50, and these tests come back and it says SPF 19. Now, when I tell you TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, people lost their damn minds because so many elites in the skincare YouTube community and the beauty community on social media loved this sunscreen. And now it's coming out that it didn't give the protection that it actually claimed.
Where did all these people find this sunscreen?
Okay, so thank you for bringing this up.
Like, why didn't we try it also?
This is a great question, Sarah. Somebody asked me about this when I was talking about it this weekend because I was like, hey, I want to try a new type of sunscreen. I have my favorites, but like, share some of your favorites. And so many people were writing in going, not Purito. And I was like, oh my God. And then people that were fans of Purito were writing me saying, I'm just so, so disappointed in this because this was the brand that like made me love sunscreen and like actually wear it every day, which does suck, right?
Yeah.
But what I was explaining is like, I'm always very suspect of brands that don't do editor outreach. It's not that they are avoiding outreach altogether. They're clearly targeting influencers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But beauty editors, as you know, Jenny and Michelle Lee said in our episode with them about the science of beauty, like, we're naturally super sus of everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't just take something and try it and say, oh, it worked great because they told us it was going to work great. Like, if claims don't make sense, we investigate them a little bit more. I guarantee you, if I would have gotten this sunscreen
and looked at the ingredients and then saw the claims it was making, I would have been a little sus myself because it doesn't add up. This is the other thing that would make me sus. They say that they're a natural skincare brand and they really focus on clean. Like, obviously, zinc oxide.
This is a chemical sunscreen, is it not?
That's what I thought. Like, when I was looking at the ingredients.
Yes, a chemical sunscreen filter that absorbs both UVA and UVB rays. Ethylexyl triazone. Yeah, no, this is a chemical sunscreen.
Overall, I'm very confused about the marketing of this product. Like, what the fuck? Like, guys, you're hearing us in real time talk about this. And it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So anyways, I will note, has happened with other brands, okay? Like brands big and small.
Yes.
And if you really want to learn about how SPF testing works, the expense associated with it, which by the way, like I said, it's effing expensive, and how SPF testing is actually harmful to people because in vivo is you're testing on a person, okay? And it's really the only way, not really the only way, but it is one of the most accurate ways to get an SPF because, of course, you want to test it on a person to know how well it's going to work on a person. And so Michelle Wong of Lab Muffin has an amazing video. It's 31 minutes long, so strap in, get your favorite drink and like, get ready to learn some stuff. But I trust Michelle Wong with my life. She is the most informed person, in my opinion, on the internet. And she's like legitimate. She's an expert. And I watched this video and was like, mind blown. She makes some points as well. Like, this doesn't mean we should distrust all Korean sunscreens. Okay. There's plenty of Korean sunscreens that Sarah and I both love. And we shouldn't demonize an entire, you know, category of products just because this one product kind of, you know, shit the bed, to be completely honest.
I wonder too, like, if this sunscreen was marketed truthfully and if it was like, okay, it's SPF 20, it's a chemical sunscreen. Well, I guess it was marketed as chemical sunscreen. You know, it has these ingredients and people really liked it. Would they still use it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Like, I think that like you said, like so many of the people who reached out to you said, it took forever for people to find a sunscreen that worked for them and this one was it. Well, would they be okay with SPF 20? I know a lot of people who only wear SPF 20, which, you know, Kirby and I always say you should wear a sunscreen with SPF 30 at least. Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean?
Like, okay, here's my deal. If you have Purito and you have the sunscreen, do not throw it out. Do not get rid of it.
Yeah.
If you're at home, you know, wear it at home.
Yes.
Wear it indoors. Wear it walking to get your mail. You know, even wear it walking with a hat on. If you
driving in your car.
Yes. Put it on your hands. Like, do not waste this sunscreen, okay? There's also a chance that these in vivo tests that they did in the European labs could be wrong, okay? However, I think it should be noted that Purito has taken all three of their sunscreen products off of their page for purchase, and they have posted on their own Instagram the reasonings why. They explained, you know, how they developed this product and how it worked, and they were insured that this product was SPF 50 plus, but now they're reinvestigating it. So I think that, you know, this is not a reason to demonize Korean sunscreens, A. B, don't waste the product if you currently have it. And C, just be a little bit more, like, if something's not adding up, you know, question that. Ask why. Like, don't just believe it because everybody's hyping it up on the internet. You know, Sarah and I, like we said, I'm just a little sus of brands that don't do any editor outreach because for me personally, like, why is that? I feel like a lot of times if people come to me and ask me if I've tried a product and I haven't even heard of it, that's usually a red flag because Sarah and I both know about a lot of brands before they even launch. It's not that they have to get in touch with beauty editors, but usually when people reach out to me about products they haven't heard about, it's like stuff that people that spend like hundreds of thousands of dollars on marketing on Facebook or MLMs.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Right, right.
You know what I mean? This is not an MLM, to be perfectly clear. But anyways, that's the controversy that's happening this week. I look forward to seeing how Purito kind of pivots from this, what they end up saying. If these in vivo tests that were done in the European labs by Inky Decoder, you know, is there a chance that they're incorrect or like, I don't know. They're too many questions here. But if you do use Purito sunscreen, you should know that this is something that people are talking about this week.
So next order of business, Miss Jennifer Lopez is finally giving us a sneak peek at her skincare line. So she did some Zoom desk sides with some beauty editors, which Kirby and I, our invitation must have gotten lost in the mail. Just kidding. Just kidding.
I kind of feel a sense of relief.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
But also like
intense jealousy, but a little bit of relief because I feel like now we won't have the rose colored glasses on. Like we can be like, okay, what is this?
Yes. You're totally right.
Right.
You're so right.
Right.
Okay. So the secret to JLo Beauty, there is one main ingredient that Jennifer Lopez said that she needed to have in her skincare line, which she also told beauty editors has been 20 years in the making. She's been wanting to develop a skincare line forever. It's olive oil. Is that surprising to you at all, Kirby Johnson?
It's, I don't know.
It's like underwhelming.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm like, olive oil, huh? Okay. Like, is this like cold pressed olive oil from like Tuscany or something? I mean, I don't know.
Like, is this a really special? Yeah.
I need to know more.
Olive oil from one specific vendor in like a secret location.
Yeah.
In the Bronx.
From the Bronx, olive oil from the Bronx.
I just wanted to tie into like Jennifer Lopez's like, you know, backstory. But
tell me what like products are available.
The launch of JLo Beauty is going to include 8 products. Then I think the names are super cute, I have to say. So there's That Hit Single Gel Cream Cleanser, That JLo Glow Serum, That Limitless Glow Sheet Mask, That Blockbuster Wonder Cream, That Big Screen Broad Spectrum SPF 30 Moisturizer, That Fresh Take Eye Cream, That Star Filter Complexion Booster, and That Inner Love Dietary Supplement. She really went for it.
I'm glad you think the names are cute. I'm glad.
It's cute.
I don't necessarily think I want to say.
It doesn't scream luxury to me.
I understand that JLo is probably trying to cater to everybody, right? But JLo is like A-list.
Yes.
Everything. And these names feel super young to me. They feel like a Patrick Ta.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Patrick's like, she's an influencer.
Oh, totally.
But then the products that she made are catering to women, like I would say 30 plus, that want to age gracefully and look as great as JLo. So that's the one disconnect I have with the names. When I first read them, I was like,
also because the products themselves are really beautiful in like this like rose gold packaging. I think she is really trying to make them more prestige, but I mean, and the prices, they're all under $100, but they still are in that like $40-$50, the serum is $79 price range. So like you said, they're not cheap and they're not catered towards a younger audience. So maybe there is that disconnect, but it is that Blockbuster Wonder Cream.
I mean, listen, the JLo Glow Serum, I feel like that's
it.
Right there is it.
Yeah.
Like that's the only product I think that I care about. I mean, not saying that I if, you know, we should just order it, honestly. We should order it and then Hit Single Gel Cream Cleanser. Eh, you know me. I don't need a new cleanser. I'm good.
Yeah. So, okay. That's what I wanted to go over this with you. Like,
okay.
The products that I think, like, that we would personally want to try or that speaks to us, I agree with you. I think it is the Glow Serum. The sheet mask, it is soaked in the serum, so I don't really need that. The Wonder Cream, it's got hyaluronic acid, peptides, a yeast-derived ferment, It sounds like it doesn't sound outstanding at all by any means. And also, by the way, everything, for the most part, I think every single thing has her olive oil extract in it, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, I'm interested. I guess, like, for me, the products that I would normally gravitate to would be the Star Filter Complexion Booster.
Yes, that one I would be excited to try.
It sounds like a skincare highlighter, essentially.
And it sounds like something that, like, J-Lo would, like, that we could use to look more like J-Lo, right? Like this, because she wears this product alone under her makeup for a glow.
And it says, this is what it says, wear this product alone or under makeup for an instant illuminating glow. The mineral pigments found in this formula help to diffuse light and blur imperfections, while vitamin E nourishes the skin and banishes free radicals. So, like, I like that it has, like, that antioxidant aspect with vitamin E. I like that it has the pigments, because that's kind of like, it's like a serum highlighter, essentially.
Totally.
That's what it reads as.
I would be interested in trying the SPF moisturizer, just because I always love a combo product, and it's always one that I get asked about from people because they hate wearing a sunscreen and a moisturizer. So for $54 for an SPF 30 moisturizer that also protects from blue light and helps with brightening, like, I would like to see how that works. But in this desai that she did with all the beauty editors, she said that she, and this is based on an article that our friend Kayla wrote for InStyle, she, for her, for J-Lo, it's a pump and a pill to get her glow. So that means it's a pump of the serum, and it is one Inner Love dietary supplement every single day. So this supplement of hers has olive extract, vitamin E, manganese, and copper. And this is very much, I think, when she explains it. So her quote, if you do a pump of the serum and a pill every single day, you're going to see a real, real improvement in your skin over time. Beauty from the inside out was always my philosophy. So that sounds very J-Lo, right? Like, we know that she takes really, really good care of her body. Obviously, she eats really well, and, like, she is beauty inside and out. So I think it's interesting that she's, of course, launching with the supplement. Do I believe in supplements to change my skin? Not really.
I think that, and this is a thing, like, she's saying, like, when you do this, the serum and the supplement, like, you will see real changes in your skin. Okay, if that's true, where are the clinicals?
Like, yes.
Like, supplements are not regulated by the FDA, which is why there's so many of them. So when you are looking for a supplement, it's important that you look for something that does have some clinicals attached to it. Obviously, they're investing all this money into doing this. Like, if you're going to launch with a supplement, like, let's see some of the results.
Totally. And if it's something that she is really, really endorsing of, you know, one product of her entire skincare line, then yes, you're absolutely right.
I think we would be remiss not to bring up the fact that, like, this is not how J-Lo looks as great as she does.
No, that's what I'm saying. She, like, I'm pretty sure she's vegan and doesn't drink alcohol and, like, works out twice a day.
But even in addition to her skincare routine, like, do I believe Jennifer Lopez takes amazing care of her skin? Yes. Do I believe that she has a skincare routine? Of course. But she's also getting facials religiously. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
I can't speak to whether J-Lo gets injectables or not. I'm not here to speculate that. But she gets microcurrent facials a lot. Like, she is constantly taking care of her skin. And one thing that I noticed in all of the press for this beauty line is that she doesn't talk about any of those things. And I think that it actually is almost to the, like, the detriment of her brand, because if she was just like, listen, I'm 50 years old, I have had an amazing career, and I've had the luxury of getting facials so often, so in addition to this amazing skincare line that I truly believe in and I've been working on for so long, I've also gotten these microcurrent facials or ultrasound or whatever it is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Totally. Which is sad, because, like, let's all keep it real, you know? That's why I think the internet and I, like, we love someone like Chrissy Teigen so much, because she just, like, puts it out there. She's like, I look the way I look because I see Dr. Jason Diamond, like, twice a week or whatever.
And also, like, just one more thing on that note, like, if Jennifer Lopez ever admitted to, like, she's talked about facials before, so we're not really saying anything that, like, she hasn't already talked about. But if she did come out and say that she did injectables or something like that, I don't think that takes away from the fact that her skin is so great.
Or her body, or her just, the way that she has carried herself in her entire career. Like, you're 100% right.
I think, like, Jane Fonda is a great example of this. Jane Fonda got, like, 2 facelifts in her career, and she's talked about them both, but she still looks effing fantastic, and everyone still wants to know, like,
yeah,
how we look like Jane Fonda. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I still am excited and hopeful that we get to try some of these products.
I'm going to buy it. I don't care. I'm going to buy
it. Let's buy it and we'll write it off in our taxes for research purposes. We can do that.
Okay. I'm buying the glow serum.
Okay. Maybe I'll buy the moisturizer.
We're just putting money in the pockets of Jennifer Ann Lopez. I don't know what her middle name is.
Okay, for those of you who are interested, JLo Beauty will be available January 1st, 2021, exclusively on JLoBeauty.com, and then it will be available at Sephora, Sephora.com, and Amazon starting January 14th.
Interesting. Sephora and Amazon? I wonder if this means that House Labs will be coming to Sephora soon then.
I don't know. Exclusivity. I don't think that there's such a thing anymore. We will learn later in this news segment.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I think House Labs needs to make a dip for either
they need to be somewhere
Sephora or Ulta. Else. Yeah, they can't just stick to Amazon for much longer.
No.
Okay, I just want to make a really cute PSA, really quick PSA. Y'all, you know that I'm not necessarily a Glossier girl, okay? And not because I don't want to be. I just am not the Glossier demo. It's not for us, okay?
It's not for us.
Too freaking old. We don't look like babies.
Too old.
It's just like, it's not us. I'm not like a cool Silver Lake baby, okay?
No, we don't.
However, their holiday gift sets are so freaking cute. I saw that Emily Weiss posted about them on her personal Instagram, and I was like, holy shit, these are amazing. So
really, really cute.
This is holiday done right, in my opinion. They came out with 4 limited edition holiday-centric sets, and I just gotta say, like, I think anybody would be thrilled to get these. There's a limited edition gold kit, which is $75. It includes their signature lip gloss in this really beautiful gold shimmer. And then a G charm necklace that's 14 karat gold. So if your name starts with a G or you know someone whose name starts with a G, you want to buy this because the necklace is super cute. It has like the Glossier G logo on it as a charm. And then it comes in this really beautiful pink pouch that, like, I think just people would be obsessed with.
Or if you have like a younger sister or a niece or someone in your life who would go crazy over this, I feel like this is like such a good gift.
Such a good gift. But there's balm.com roulette. It's this gold embossed deck of cards packaging, and inside you don't know what you're getting, but you get 3 of the balm.com flavors, and that's $30. And then they have, like, this beautiful silk Glossier scarf. There was a sweatshirt, but I can't find it on the website because I think it probably sold out.
So cute.
So cute. So if you guys are still – obviously, you're still looking for gifts. We're just getting into December. But take a look at Glossier.com. They have some really, really cute holiday gift set ideas.
Kirby, did you also see that Steve Jobs' daughter starred in the Glossier – one of their latest campaign? And she looks freaking amazing.
I did. And I was kind of like, excuse-y. I was like, okay, here we go. She's coming out. She's coming out. Love to see it.
Okay, so this is kind of exciting news. We've got another mini shop in a major shop moment. Sephora is coming to Kohl's. Or I guess I should say major shop in another major shop moment.
Yeah, seriously.
So when I was talking about exclusivity no longer being a thing, I was referring to the fact that, you know, you would think that Sephora and JCPenney, or I guess Sephora and are Sephora still in Macy's? They are, right?
Were they ever in Macy's? I don't think they were.
Were they not? Did we make that up?
I think you made that up. I don't think they were ever... They were always in JCPenney.
Okay, well, I found myself in a JCPenney and told myself I was at a Macy's, apparently.
I was like, where are you getting this information?
So anyway, okay, that makes my argument even stronger, that they are no longer in an exclusive dating relationship. Sephora is now in an open relationship and is seeing Kohl's. So Kohl's has teamed up with Sephora in a 10-year strategic partnership called Sephora at Kohl's. And according to the press release, it said they are designed to deliver a premium beauty experience to the Kohl's customer. The elevated immersive mini shop inside the retailer's brick and mortar locations will be approximately 2,500 square feet, and it'll be located right at the front of the store. And then according to some of the mock-ups, it looks like that, like, it'll even have like its own entrance. Like there will be a, when you walk up to this, to the Kohl's, you can also just enter to the mini Sephora. And so the Kohl's and Sephora partnership will begin with 200 locations, opening by the fall of 2021. And then there will also be, you'll be able to shop Sephora products on Kohl's.com. I don't know what extent that is. Like, I don't know. You probably won't be able to shop, you know, obviously all of Sephora's offerings. So I don't know if it's just going to be like the Sephora collection or Sephora's bestsellers. It says that they will include some of Sephora's luxury beauty products. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And then the goal is to expand into at least 850 Kohl's stores by 2023. Thoughts? Thoughts?
This is a copy. This is definitely a copy paste. They just switched Ulta and Target and put Sephora and Kohl's. Okay. this is literally the exact same thing.
Yeah, it is.
Except Sephora is like, oh, you're going to do 1,000 square feet. Ulta will do 2,000, 2,500 square feet. They're making their own entrances, which remember I asked you the last time. I was like, will there be its own entrance of Ulta at Target?
Yes.
No, they're taking it so people can see that the Sephora is there and can enter that way. And I think like that's really smart, because if you are entering a Sephora and then you see an entrance to Kohl's, why not just go into Kohl's?
You're going to go into Kohl's.
Or vice versa, right?
Yeah.
It looks awesome. And they're doing 200 locations. I think Ulta and Target was like 100 locations by 2021. But in terms of the offering, it's the same thing. It's the luxury aspect. So like Kohl's isn't necessarily known for its beauty assortment. And I think like this actually adds way more value to Kohl's, because people aren't going to Kohl's to shop for their beauty products, right?
I do too.
So when you have this, like, you know, you're probably going to have like the Benefits, the Too Faced, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like Sunday Riley. I don't know. I would love for anybody with intel to let us know like
right.
what brands are going to be a part of these launches. But it's very, very similar to
right.
Ulta at Target for show.
Did Ulta and Target agree on a year? Like this is like a 10-year relationship. What was theirs? Probably similar.
They launched next year, 2021. And they said, I can't remember exactly, but I remember there was a line that they would continue to open more stores as years went on. So it does sound like a long-term plan.
Got it. This, I think, is a smarter move than the Ulta and Target, only because I think, to me, Target and Ulta probably have similar customers already. And Sephora and Kohl's, maybe not so much. Like, I haven't gone to a Kohl's in a really long time. Also, I don't live by one. But I am more keen on stopping by one if there is a Sephora and I see it.
Totally. It's such right? an interesting, like when I first saw this, I was like, huh, okay. Like I'm always curious, like why announce now? Like was Sephora actually already planning to do this with Kohl's, and then Ulta heard about it and was like, let's go to Target. And then
I would love to know the drama.
Right?
If you guys know,
share.
If any of you have any idea, please let us in on the tea.
Because it could be very well that Sephora was planning on doing this whole time with Kohl's, but then Ulta swooped in and announced first, and then everyone's like, oh yeah, this is like a copy. That's like me saying copy paste.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I think I actually really like this idea. I think it's smart. And I think.
Me too.
We said this with JCPenney's too. We were like, Sephora is benefiting both of these retailers, you know?
Also, Sephora is now like, it's like a 7-Eleven. They are literally everywhere.
Sephora on every corner.
Yeah.
Sephora on every corner.
Good on you, Sephora.
All right. Wow. That was how many minutes? 30, almost 40 minutes of beauty news.
Exciting. I love it. I love to see it.
I love it when there's news. Same.
Now we are going to talk about
what's on your face.
Woo, 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 woo. Okay. Should I start?
Please go for it.
Speaking of Korean sunscreens that you should be sus up. Just kidding. No. So I am going to talk about a sunscreen that, funny enough, Kirby also was wearing this week. I've been wearing it for probably the last couple weeks. I need to continue trying it for a few more weeks to get to give my full review. So this is more of like a first impressions review, but so far I like what I see. It is the IOP UV Defense Sun Protector EX. It's got a long name. She has got a long name. She's broad spectrum SPF 39. 39 is an interesting number. Does that one, how does that happen? Because usually everything is like 30, 40, 50, 60. Why is this 39? Why weren't they like, let's pump it up a little bit and get to 40?
Because the testing to get it, if you have to retest it, it costs thousands of dollars.
That's so they're why. Like, 39 sounds great.
They're like, listen, it netted out at 39. We're keeping 39. We'll we're take not going to spend $10,000 to get it to 40.
So unlike Purito, which do we know if like a bigger company owns Purito or is it?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Okay. So unlike Purito, IOP is a huge brand in Korea, K-beauty. It's like a mainstay. Everyone in the beauty biz knows about IOP. So I would say that this is a sunscreen you could trust. Although I will say, I don't think it's for everyone, but I personally have been really enjoying the formula. So it's a chemical sunscreen, first and foremost. It has avobenzone in it. So if you are not a chemical sunscreen girl, this is not for you. As you all know, I have dry skin, especially right now. And this sunscreen is definitely on the oilier side. I was reading some reviews from other people, and I think if you have oily skin, you might find this to be a little bit greasy. For me, however, it is perfect because it is like a moisturizer. It's super fluid. It does absorb really quickly, but it definitely is a little bit thicker than like other sunscreen lotions, I should say. The thing that's kind of cool about this is that it features this quote-unquote microfilter system technology. So it is really working to provide protection from UV rays and then environmental aggressors, so that dust. It's apparently this technology helps like the ingredients work to create this protective barrier on your skin that blocks out all the harmful, you know, grossness that's floating outside when we are outside. And they talk mostly about fine dust, which I like don't really think about the dust getting on my face, but that's true. Not on my mask though anymore. I wonder if from like if we have to wear masks for another year, do you think that the lower half of our face is going to age differently from the top half?
It's actually a great question. I wonder if we'll just age differently because we're staying inside more.
That too. Sunscreen also has cotton in it, which apparently it helps with the blockage of environmental factors. It has vitamin E with a boost of vitamin D to help with overall skin health. So yeah, so what I really like about the sunscreen is that it gives me a really glowy, dewy look. I feel like it almost acts like a primer on my skin. Like I don't have to wear makeup, which I just haven't been obviously wearing a lot of makeup. It acts great as like a moisturizer for my dry skin. It really helps with the dryness. I will say if you do have oily skin and you do want to try this, I would either use a lighter moisturizer with it or maybe even just skip the moisturizer and just use this alone. So yeah, Kirby, you didn't love this product, correct?
Okay, so this is my sunscreen I've been wearing currently. I've been wearing it for like 2 months and I like it.
Oh, you've been wearing it longer than I have.
Yeah, and I like it. But I'm not obsessed with it because I do, like, my hair will stick to my face if I don't powder my face after I use it. So like Sarah said, you know, I have combination skin, like a very oily T-zone. If I'm not applying like a, you know, a loose powder to my face after application, my hair will literally stick to my forehead. So I tend to wear it without a moisturizer underneath.
Totally.
Just because I feel like it is a moisturizer in a sense. But I do like, it does have a little bit of a fragrance.
Oh, yes.
I like it. It makes it enjoyable to wear. And I actually enjoy the application process. I'll take it all the way down to my neck and décolleté. And I feel like it makes my neck and décolleté look really glowy. So I love that.
Yeah. It's also not super strong. It's very much like, it reminds me a lot of other Korean and Japanese sunscreens that are out there that are available, in that it has that light fragrance to it. And I wrote here that it reminds me a lot of Shiseido sunscreen, especially their Ultimate Sun Protector Lotion, which is the really, really fluid, liquidy one. Because that one also kind of is a little on the oily side, right?
Totally.
Yeah. So, and then it has that light fragrance as well.
This one's more like a creme, obviously. It's not fluid, but I really, really, I like it. I'm not obsessed with it. And I think that this is like a really great case study of like
dry skin
sunscreens for different
combo skin. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So you can buy it on aritom.com, which is where you can buy a lot of Korean beauty products. I think that might be the only place that you can purchase it. Okay, Kirby, what's on your face?
I have a product that makes me so happy. And
is this going to change me? Am I going to ditch something because
I think you actually might ditch something. I don't know. Okay. So my product this week is Kiss Falscara Eyelash Starter Kit. It's $20. And have you heard of Lashify?
Yes. I have failed in my Lashify journey.
Okay. This might not be for you then.
Well, I should give it another chance, but this is a better price point, so maybe I will.
It's very similar to Lashify in that these are faux lash strips that have been cut into little tiny strips. They call them wisps. And when you apply them, you don't apply them on top of the lash. You apply them underneath the lash. So you try to get as close to your waterline as possible without touching it. And you apply underneath. I'm wearing them right now.
Come closer.
They look...
Ooh.
I think...
They look amazing.
Super natural.
You look like you're wearing extensions.
Girl. So I decided to, last Wednesday, do my makeup. And I posted a picture and was like, I did my makeup. I tried these new techniques. I tried like a new concealer technique. I tried a new eyeliner technique. A lip technique that made my lips look happy instead of sad when I like completely lined my lips. It was amazing. And then I tried these lashes. I tried these lashes on and I sent them a while ago. But obviously pandemic life, I was like, I don't need fake lashes, whatever.
Yeah, there's a big pile of products we still have to try.
Totally. But I tried these and the ease of how freaking simple it was to apply these, I was just like, I'm sold.
Are you saying this, though, because you're like an expert at falsies?
So I'm an expert at falsies, but it takes me a minute to do them, especially because of the glue and the way that you have to wait for it to get tacky. And then the application process is very, very strategic. This, I just literally... Okay, so let me go through the process. So... You first apply the bond step. It comes with this double-sided mascara. But one side is called bond and the other side is seal. The bond looks like a little tiny mascara brush. It's literally like half an inch long. And it has a little bit of like this black bond on it that you apply to your, just like your lash line essentially. You don't need a lot. It makes it kind of tacky. And then you use the tweezers that come with the kit that aren't sharp. They're just lash tweezers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And holding the lash or the wisp rather from like the middle to the outer edge, you lightly just go right under your lash and push up and it sticks. It adheres immediately. So freaking simple. Then after you get all of them on, you use the seal side, which removes any residue that might be left over and basically keeps them on all day long. And I had makeup artists, legitimate makeup artists, in my DMs going, what's on your lashes? And I told them and they were like, oh, wait, are these like Lashify? And here's the difference between Lashify, okay? Lashify makes claims that they will last for like 10 days. So they truly are like lash extensions in that they are...
like you can sleep with them.
Yes, you can take showers, whatever. So their bond that they have is like definitely more intense. And they are made, I think, with silk. I think the lashes are made with silk. These are not claiming to be silk lashes. And it lasts for a day without you having to worry about them, you know, coming off or whatever. I think the real selling point here is just how easy and lightweight they feel. Like I don't feel, oftentimes when I'm wearing fake lashes, I can get them on perfectly, but probably like 2 or 3 hours in, they start to weigh down on my eye and I start to get like my eyes kind of start to get tired and irritated.
Which, and they weigh down your eye.
Yeah, like what's going on here? So for me, I just freaking love how lightweight these feel, how natural they look on my eyes.
They look amazing. Also, the fact that they're $20, because
they're $20.
Lashify, like there are so many beauty editors who love Lashify. You know, there's a reason that it's, you know, grown as, has such a large following. However, it's expensive. Like when you're, if you were going to do Lashify, like my argument for me was like, I might as well just keep, continue getting my lash extensions, right? It's not like you're really saving on money or convenience.
Totally.
But $20, I definitely would.
Because $20 is like, okay, I can try this out and if it doesn't work for me, fine.
Yes.
Lashify is $145 and even they have like a Lashify like practice kit that's $45.
Okay, what? That should be included.
I know. So here's the thing. I don't personally support Lashify. If you do, get on with your bad self. If you're curious, you can do a Google. I don't have to explain it on this podcast. But it should be noted that Kiss was actually sued by Lashify this year in August for infringement of patents. Now, I found the lawsuit, and apparently in October, late October in New Jersey, the lawsuit was paused. I couldn't figure out why because I didn't have access to the court records.
Oh my God, look at you, you little investigative beauty journalist.
Just trying to figure shit out over here. But I couldn't because I didn't have access and I wasn't going to pay like $50. the founder of Lashify, has actually been probing the ITC to stop importing anything that infringes upon her patent. And for me, I'm kind of like, girl, if your product is that great, like keep making it. It's like Beauty Blender with all the other sponges, right? Like,
yeah, you don't see her being like, stop shipping sponges from China, guys.
When you make an innovative product, you have to expect that it's going to get knocked off because not everybody can afford a $145 set of lash extensions to do it their, you know, in their own home. I know that she had a patent on it. I'm not a lawyer and I'm not going to claim to be, but I would argue that this is different enough that it doesn't infringe on the patent.
Right. Just the bond itself, like you were saying, the fact that it only lasts a day versus hers, which lasts 10 days.
It doesn't last as long.
It's different enough.
And the product, it's very different in that aspect. And like the lashes themselves are not silk. Like, you know, this is obviously, Lashify is like a luxury experience. Kiss is like, I want to try and see how it goes. And if I end up throwing the way after one use, so be it.
Also, this is like a really tough case that to even try to win in like the false lash world. You know what I mean? Like Kiss has been doing this for a really long time. And I'm sure that they've got a great team of lawyers who, even if she tried to bring this to court, like that she would not win. You know,
I think like when you aren't, you know, doing your lashes, you should try these. They're so good.
I've managed to get the last appointment from Courtney, my lash girl, before
shutdown.
Shit is shutting down again. I'm like, I'm so happy that I got a haircut and then got my lashes done last week because I don't know that I'll get to do either of the two. I don't know when I'll be able to get to do either of the two. But anyways, who knows when. So then maybe, you know, when I need a fill, I'll just try using these Falscaras. I really like the name too. So cute.
Yeah, so cute. So,
and your lashes look like, I mean, your lashes always look really good, but these look like it's got a little bit more flair.
A little bit of a flair. I mean, I freaking am obsessed with them. They look so good. So yeah, it's Kiss Falscara Eyelash Starter Kit. It's $20. That it gives you the, you know, the bond and the seal, the tweezers, and then a set of lashes. And then there are other designs of lashes that you can purchase as well. And I found these on Ulta.com.
You guys should use these for the holidays. Like, even though we're not going anywhere, this is like a really easy way to like glam up, right?
My three best girlfriends and I are doing a Secret Santa. And so we went to this website and we all put our names in, and then the site randomly selected.
Like, is it Elfster?
No, it's different. It was different. It was like one of the first ones that popped up, but it's like, it's basically Elfster.
Got it. Okay.
And so we're having like a little, you know, present unwrapping, you know, happy hour situation in a couple weeks, and I'm gonna do my makeup and my hair and do my Falscara. But honestly, I put these on today. I'm like in my pajamas, and before I got on this podcast, I was like, I'm gonna put on the Falscara lashes. And
you should do a reel. Can you do a reel?
Ooh, I will do a reel. Thank you for suggesting it.
Maybe you do a reel for that, and then I'll do a reel for the sunscreen to show what it looks like on the skin.
Do it. Yay. All right, everyone. That's the end of this episode. Y'all, you're so freaking cute. I can't even stand it how cute y'all are. We're getting your submissions for joining the Los Angeles team.
Oh, yeah.
My heart explodes because everyone ends their email with what they're wearing on their face, and it like makes my heart just want to explode. So if you have written us, thank you. We will be in touch soon. We're not leaving you hanging. We love all the thoughtful responses you've been sending us. But just a reminder, we are looking for like a social media director / strategy director. And then we're looking for like a Los Angeles assistant / intern. So,
or also if you happen to be an audio person.
Oh, if you're an audio person and want to like help us out with a consultancy gig, please, by all means, hit us up. We're looking to expand in 2021.
Woo!
Susan Miller says we'll be expanding.
Making moves.
You all know where to find us on Instagram and Twitter at Los Angeles Pod. Join our Facebook group, search Los Angeles, and answer the questions. We'll admit you in immediately. Go to our website, losangelespod.com, and please leave us a review. We love reading your reviews and learning how we can make this show even better for y'all. If you have enjoyed this podcast or have shared it with a friend, please go give us a 5-star review and leave some positive comments. That helps us get found in the podcast universe. So more people listen to us and join our Glamgelino family.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.